Nolte, crybaby Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blames unpopularity on Fox News, Breitbart. By John Nolte on March 29, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has entered week two of her crybaby meltdown over disastrous poll numbers, and now she's blaming Fox News and Breitbart News for her unpopularity. Quinnipiac is one of the most unreliable left-wing pollsters out there. Not named Marist or CNN, so when the Q poll has bad news for America's socialistic girl, it is worth taking notice. Quinnipiac found Ocasio-Crazy's national favorability rating sits at a pathetic 23%. Her unfavorable is 36%, which means she is upside down by double digits, 13 whole points. But here is sweetest part of the song, only 47% of Democrats, y'all, view Ocasio-Crazy favorably. 7% view her unfavorably and 44% have no idea who she is. Among independents, the self-proclaimed socialist, who grew up in Westchester, LOL, is upside down 16 points, 20-36%. Ocasio-Cowfart is even upside down with women, 27-30%. Faced with this news, the freshman congresswoman went the full black helicopter. After posting a link to her terrible, awful, very bad polling news, she tweeted, "It's almost as though there is a directed plus concerted far-right propaganda machine with a whole cable news channel and a dark money internet operation propped up by the Mercers et al. Dedicated to maligning me and stoking natal division." What's driving Ocasio-Crazy crazy is that this is the fourth poll this year that proves just how wildly unpopular she and her terrible ideas are. Gallup has her upside down by 10 points, 31% favorable to 41% unfavorable. Earlier this month, a Siena College poll found that President Donald Trump is more popular in the bluer-than-blue state of New York than she is. Only 31% of New Yorkers view the pixie demagogue favorably, compared to 36% for Trump. The Morning Consult poll has her upside down by 4 points, 24-28%. A Fox poll has her upside down by 13 points, 26-39%. Sorry, Cupcake, nobody likes you. And why would we? You want to slaughter all our cows, confiscate that which makes Americans Americans. Guns, cars, and meat, and you gesticulate like a drunken Beto O'Rourke explaining why he didn't leave the scene of an accident. You're a bossy busybody who wants to central plan all of our lives. Who hides her desire to rule over us behind chirpy blah 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 about saving us. But that doesn't mean she's entirely wrong. Let me put it this way. I hope she's right about Fox News and Breitbart News being responsible for these humiliating poll numbers, because what that means for the country makes me giddy. Think about it. To begin with, she's new on the scene and therefore undefined. Secondly, the establishment media immediately made a project of her, conspired to make her the next big thing, a national leader, an influencer and opinion leader. The process through which the media anoint the anointed, the farm team through which the media create the leaders of tomorrow, fell at her feet through countless fawning media profiles, high-profile interviews filled with softball questions, all that jazz. What's more, Ocasio-Crazy is young and appealing and charismatic. But the media's campaign failed this time, failed to define her voice and ideas as the future. And it failed because conservative media saw her for what she is, a phony, power-mad, not terribly bright fanatic. And we are now able to get the word out, to compete with the corporate media in the news cycle. And we won, the truth won. And more importantly, the establishment media lost. More proof the media no longer hold the power to manipulate public opinion? I think so. And the fake news lost the Ocasio-Crazy battle before the Mueller report. Before the bottom fell out of the media's credibility among millions and millions of Democrats who are just now waking up to the fact they were hustled for 2 years with an absurd lie and conspiracy theory. The media landscape is shifting, not dramatically, but noticeably, and this is a wonderful thing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.